the first female state officer for Indiana FFA and USDA's plan to combat screwworm. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Five of the seven Indiana FFA state officers that were elected last week are women, including the new Indiana FFA president. But no woman had served as a state officer until 1974. C.J. Miller introduces us to the very first woman to break that glass ceiling.
I've seen a lot of change, a lot of growth, lots of growth.
And that's Debbie Michael Kortner, who was reporter for the Indiana FFA state officer team 50 years ago. Back then, she was Debbie Michael and first got into FFA at Plymouth High School in Marshall County.
Girls were allowed to be in FFA or take even ag classes back in 1969. When I was a freshman in 1970, the ag teacher approached me about taking ag classes and joining FFA.
She tells Hoosier Ag Today she faced a number of different challenges at that time.
Number one, the jacket wasn't designed for girls. It was a guy's cut. As with anything, there's always obstacles of people really not believing that females have a role in agriculture. But if you look at it today, it's a pretty dominant field that's being held, you know, by females. And it's just not farming, because agriculture has spread, you know, into other diverse fields that's for men and women.
Debbie says she's encouraged to see the number of women who are taking leadership roles today, not just in FFA, but in the ag industry as a whole.
And I'm glad that the men in the field also take the fact that, you know, women have something to say.
Debbie certainly is humble when it comes to her contribution to Indiana FFA.
You're thinking that, you know, I was kind of like a icebreaker. You know, I don't see myself in that. I think eventually the way the world was changing, which was our theme back, you know, when I was a state officer, an ever-changing, you know, world. And boy, has it changed.
Today, about 43% of the national FFA members are female, with women holding about 50% of the state leadership positions. I'm C.J. Miller.